Many people are reluctant to reconcile strained relationships because they don't understand the difference between forgiveness and trust, or the difference between reconciliation and resolution. In fact, they're afraid that if they reconcile, they'll have to return to a hurtful or dysfunctional relationship without any change taking place. That's a misunderstanding of reconciliation. First of all, reconciliation is not the same as resolution. Reconciliation ends hostility. It doesn't mean you resolved all the problems in the relationship. You bury the hatchet, but not the issues. You continue to talk about the issues, and you work on them, but now you do it with respect and love instead of sarcasm and anger. You can disagree agreeably. Reconciliation focuses on the relationship, while resolution focuses on the problem. Always focus on reconciliation first, because when you do that, the problem shrinks in size and sometimes becomes insignificant or even solves itself. Second, there's a big difference between forgiveness and trust. Forgiveness is to be instant and free. We offer it to others in the same way that God forgave us. We forgive so we can get on with our lives instead of getting stuck in the past due to resentment and bitterness. And we also remember that Jesus said, if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. But restoring a trust is a totally different matter. Forgiveness takes care of the past. Trust is all about the future, and it must be earned over time. Trust can be lost in a second, but it takes a long time to rebuild. And if you've been in a physically abusive relationship, God expects you to forgive that person so bitterness won't poison your life, but God does not expect you to continue being abused. Here are some simple steps for being a peacemaker. First, plan a peace conference, taking the initiative. Don't wait on the other person. Second, empathize with others' feelings, listening to show that you care. Third, attack the problem, not the person. You speak the truth in love. Fourth, cooperate wherever possible, looking for common ground. And five, emphasize reconciliation, not resolution. Are you allowing people who've hurt you in the past to continue to hurt you now? Every time you rehearse and replay in your mind what's happened, you allow them to hurt you again. My friend, that's dumb. The Bible says you're only hurting yourself with your anger. Resentment is self-destructive because it always hurts you most, and it prolongs your pain. It has never solved any problem. While the people who hurt you go on with their lives, resentment causes you to get stuck in the past. You need to let it go. And there's not a better time than right now. Christmas is the season of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's the perfect time to offer the gift of grace to others while celebrating the grace that God has shown you. So let me ask you this. Who do you need to make peace with this Christmas? You may be thinking, well, I could never forgive that person. The memories are too painful and the hurt's too deep. I just can't let it go. You're right. That's why you need Jesus as your Savior. Because only when you feel fully forgiven yourself will you be able to forgive those who've hurt you most. Only as you are filled with the love of Jesus will you be able to let your hurts go and get on with your life.